beginning. I remember 2 years ago I told the late president what the state of mind was on that side.
Well, looks like it. We ought to get our boys that are on the fence to tell him that, by God, this is not helping him, and it's going to hurt him more than it hurts anybody else to act this way. We got a lot of the folks like Joe Kilgore and Bob Casey and Omar Burleson that are always helping him. They ought to tell him that. Gosh, I had them down last night, and I pled with them, and they said they weren't going to let me get hurt. So I think they'd vote with us. They had to. We're counting about 210 now.
I'm close to that. Yes.
Bob Jones just called me and said that his conscience would not let him vote against this bill. He's going all the way with us, although it would hurt him. I said, well, don't do it. If it prevents you, I don't want you to vote under those circumstances. Well, he said, I just couldn't sleep if I voted against it, so I'm for it. Count me in. That's real guts, isn't it?
Plenty. Real guts is right. No question about it, Mr. President. He's a great fella. He's outstanding. Fellas like him and Kyle Elliott, Albert Ray.
I believe that we got him.
You know, this fella Cliff Davis is a hell of a fella, too.
Yeah.
Too bad he gets caught.
Did he get beat?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the fella told me he's going to have him. How much did he get beat? Very much?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the miles are, but I guess it's quite substantial. He got caught in the crossfire.
Well, that's bad. What was the crossfire?
Well, he voted against civil rights. Of course, the Negro element voted about 10-1 against him. And then the Republicans apparently went into the primary there and voted for his opponent, but won the theory that they think they are the quite. He said about 10,000 Republicans won the theory that they could lick his opponent easier than they could lick him if he were nominated.
I guess they can just filibuster the hell out of you right on to midnight, can't they?
Oh, sure. And then they can demand an engrossed copy of the bill. Can't block that. I don't know whether they will or not, but you can't block it.
Why wouldn't they want to?
I couldn't answer the question, Mr. President. I know. I couldn't answer the question, why wouldn't they? I couldn't. I couldn't answer that.
Did you ever ask for an engrossed copy when you were leader?
Me? No. Oh, he wouldn't do it. He'd have somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Alex would ask if he'd plan somebody else. No, I never. No. Oh, of course not. I wouldn't, because even when we're in the minority, I never did it. Never think of it.
Well, that's what I thought. We don't play that way, do we?
No.
Now, a lot of our boys are calling saying they want to go and introduce somebody making speeches. I guess you have that. But I guess we can hold him as much as he can hold him, can't we?
A lot of the boys have called and said what?
They want to go and introduce somebody to make a speech tonight, or they got a speaking gate somewhere, and they'd like to be away tomorrow and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's true, but that's the...
I imagine we can hold ours as easy as they can hold theirs.
Well, I suppose the problem works both ways. Ordinarily it does, but... We gotta be here, that's all.
Let me ask you this, making a difference if I stay in town, can I go to Texas for a weekend?
What time are you gonna leave?
Oh, I thought I'd leave about 5-6 o'clock.
So why not?
We've done about all we can. That's a good boat you had today.
Yes, it was very good. 414-0, one present. What'd the Senate do?
88-2, Morris and Greening.
I don't understand Greening.
Oh, he's no good. He's worse than Morris. He's just no good. I've spent millions on him up in Alaska. He's just no good. And Morris is just undependable and erratic as he can be.
Erratic. Kind of the other.
Say, I wanted to point out this little shit-ass foreman today got up and said that we acted impulsively and by announcing that we had an answer on the way before the planes dropped their bombs. Well, now, number one, I refused to go on, although the Defense Department recommended that I go on, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I refused to go on until the planes had been off the carrier for a good while. The moment they got off the carrier, their enemy radar picked them up, and he knew they were off. He knew everything that we knew about them. We did not, in our announcement, say what they were going to do or where they were going. And we had that in the statement that they prepared for me, and I cut it out myself, so nobody could ever charge us with saying this. Number three, they couldn't get the information out there in time because they had it on radar before they could get it any other way. And number four, every boat we caught all of them in the harbor, and they showed they couldn't get away even if they'd wanted to. So it's just a pure lie and smokescreen.
But he was fooled two or three times. Tremendous fooling on the Democratic side. Everybody knew he was just cheap and mean and contemptible. Well, did he even know what he is?
Yeah, he's no good. Well, you hold him there and let's don't give in. Let's just tell everybody so they don't get it started that we're going to come hell or high water. We're going to go right on through, and if they demand them gross copy, we'll just, what do you have to do, adjourn and come back in the morning? How early you come back?
No, you can't come back before 12. Mm-hmm. You can't come back before 12 by unanimous consent.
Who is doing this, Halleck?
Well, he's in the background. Freelandheiser and those fellows are doing it, but in the front, you know. But Halleck's in the background, pushing.
We got a Gallup poll coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You want to guess how I'm running up in your country?
What does this one say, Mr. President?
Johnson holds wide lead today over Goldwater in all areas except the South.
Yeah.
It shows Johnson 64, Goldwater 36 in the nation. It shows the East, Johnson 70, Goldwater 19. The Midwest, Johnson 59, Goldwater 30. That's interesting, almost 2-1 in the Midwest, isn't it?
Yes.
In the far west, Johnson 62, Goldwater 33. In the south, Goldwater 51, Johnson 40.
Yeah, right.
79% of the Democrats said they would like to see Johnson win. Additional 6% were leaning toward Johnson. That'd give me 85. 8% said they would prefer Goldwater. An additional 3 were leaning toward Goldwater. So he's got 11% of ours. If he gets all he's got leaning, that's a backlash of 11%. 4 years ago at this time, Nixon was holding 90% of his party members. He lost 10, and I've lost 11, Nixon. As opposed to 58% in the case of Goldwater today. So Goldwater's got a 42% backlash. We got 11.
He's got 58 Republicans?
58, that's all he's got.
Then we'll fund the Republicans.
Among the Republicans, yes. And Nixon had 90. But there's the Republican backlash. That's the backlash we ought to be talking about all the time, not ours. Here's what Gallup says about it. At least as important as a white backlash is the Republican backlash, the defection of moderates within the ranks of the Republican Party itself. In the most recent survey, 58% of the GOP rank and file said they would like to see Goldwater win. Of the remaining 42%, 20% said they'd like to see Johnson win. An additional 6% were leaning toward Johnson, making 26. By comparison, the defection from the Democratic ranks, due largely to the white backlash, has not reached these proportions. Only 11, see, compared to 20, 26. They got a 26% backlash, we got 11.
I see that. And then furthermore, that backlash against us, Dust is going to settle somewhat.
Yes, I thought, though, that Ross Bass was a pretty good answer to it yesterday.
Absolutely.
In Tennessee now. We lost Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
And here's a fellow that voted for civil rights bill, and this he won handily, didn't he?
Yeah, easily. Against a, couldn't be a stronger opponent.
Well, you check around the next hour or so, and I'll call you before I leave.
Now, it may be, if it looks to us that we're able to lose more tomorrow by meeting, then it'd be to our advantage to go over till Monday. That's the only reservation I want. I'm not proposing it, but I want to.
I would sure never let them know it, because all of them will tell us that. And I can tell you four or five from Texas will say that's what we ought to do right now, because they all want to go home Saturday.
Well, I'm not proposing anything. Just that flexibility.
Yeah, that's right. I'm afraid that murder's over that weekend, but I don't know. We wouldn't get them back here before Tuesday, and then God knows what happened. I believe it's all right. Did you find any new ones on our side today?
Well, it's Bill Hull.
Yeah, Bill Hull, that's right.
And I know about Jones, because he spoke to me. I spoke to him pretty much along the same lines you did.
Well, we always think alike, John.
Well,
we don't have to even communicate. We just kind of smell the same way.
Always through the years.
That's right. I heard you tell Mr. Rayburn one time that you believed you and I thought more alike than he and I.
And as you said that, I was thinking that.
All right, well,
I got three good boys here to say hello to you.
All right.
Like Harry Shepard.
All right, he's
Bernard
a dandy.
Sisk and Cecil King.
They're dandy.
Say hello to them.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, come on, Harry. Harry?
Mr. President, how are you?
Hi, Harry, glad to hear you, my friend.
Well, that's very nice of you, I'm sure. I was sitting here intruding on all of the ethics by taking a nap.
Well, God bless your soul. You just, you do what you want to. I'm a Harry Shepard man.
Well, that's wonderful. This emphysema has been giving the old man a little bad time.
Well, God bless you. You just take care of yourself.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you. Good luck.
Thank you, Harry.
Hold it.
Yeah, Mr. President.
How you doing?
We're trying to keep on the floor, like you suggested.
Well, Bernie, I know you'll do a good job. God bless you.
Okay, Mr. President.
You ought to make those old boys go tell Charlie he ain't improving himself. He's ruining himself by allowing this delay and keeping all the boys from going home. He raised hell because we wanted him to work instead of going to San Francisco a week early. Now he makes you all work on Friday and Saturday. You ought to get a few boys to go build a fire under him and let him get worried about it.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Listen, here's Cecil King, Mr. President.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Cease. How you doing, boy?
Well, this is the second Texas voice I've heard today.
How you getting along?
You can sure have the first one.
Well, God bless you. How you getting along?
Oh, fine, sir.
Yeah, who'd you talk to today besides me?
I said yours is the second Texas voice I've heard today. The other one was Mr. His name Powers, Mr. Speaker.
No, you're the foreman.
Yeah, I'm so well acquainted with him that I wasn't sure of his name. But
he's a shit-ass. He's a shit-ass.
He got through loud and clear.
That's
and
good.
He got the best Bronx cheer you've heard on the floor of the house since I've been here.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Hope you're feeling good.
God bless you. I am.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.